Bits, a brief podcast before the M&A and Tech Conference in Berlin. Welcome to the 14th edition of Tech Law Bits, a small podcast in preparation of the upcoming IBA M&A in the Technology Sector Conference in Berlin tomorrow on March 23rd and 24th. My name is Martin Schirnbacher. I am a tech and data lawyer in Berlin, and I can't wait to see many international colleagues in my hometown again, as I said, starting tomorrow. And with me today is Florian Müller of the Swiss firm Lexcellence. Hallo, Florian.
Hi, Martin. Thanks for having me.
Florian, would you briefly please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Sure, pleasure. So, yes, as I already said, I'm Florian Müller. I'm senior associate with Lexcellence in Bar. I'm a former IT specialist and studied law, being an attorney now for almost 5 years. And most time I advise on IT technology, fintech, and everything blockchain-related projects here in Switzerland and on an international scale.
Excellent. And blockchain is something that comes up, might come up in your topic. With the conference starting tomorrow, it is about time to introduce your table at the roundtable sessions on both Thursday as well as Friday this week. You will be doing this together with Matthias Nordmann of SKW in Munich, and your topic will be NFT and crypto challenges. So, Florian, what you're going to talk about? What's behind this?
Yeah, so we will focus on mainly two topics. And the one part is the NFT world. So there are a lot of questions also right now, because last week, most of us are maybe already know CryptoMark crashed. Now it's on the rise once again. NFT is a buzzword everyone is more or less excited about or no longer. That's also one question. The question is, will the hype be over or is it still real? So we want to talk about anything related to NFTs. So where is it used? How token qualification apply around the world? So we have inputs from Germany and Switzerland, and we are looking forward to also get very interesting insights from our other colleagues on an international scale, which is very interesting because we see there a change from just being art NFTs to see that it will be used in sports and games or memberships in our second topic. And this is the DAO, the Decentral Anonymous Organizations. And there, I think we have a very good angle also on the mergers and acquisitions part of the conference, because we see those structures which also have quite a lot of fundings. So end of last year, it was around $9 billion. Still raising in the crypto space, and they have a lot of challenges because, as mentioned, it's this decentralized structure, so we have not like a place of the residence of the company or association or whatever the structure will be. And because of so much funding, we see a lot of applications because they invest in projects, they buy companies, they sell products, and they do fundings and so on. So very interesting topic. And there is the catch, how you deal with such an entity in cases. What is it legally? Say, how laws in the traditional sector apply. And also maybe a lot of colleagues already have ideas or insights because they dealt with such a structure before.
Well, thanks for basically laying the floor to your topic. Maybe coming back to the NFTs on a very, like if there's some M&A lawyers that have basically gotten around the trend as of yet, in a few words, if you may, what is an NFT and what's the technology issue behind it?
Yeah, sure. So NFT stands for non-fungible token. So despite other cryptocurrency, the idea is that each token is unique. So it's not interchangeable with every other token. And there is the possible upside, but also the downside. So what means unique? So the question always is, what does the NFT inherit? So which rights? Do you get the artwork itself, or do you just get the right to display? Is it limited in terms of rights? So will it be over, so you can no longer can display it afterwards? And from technology side, there is a few technical standards you can do this. So in terms of once fully minted, so the NFT comes into existence, so it will be immutable, so it stands as it is. Or we see newer technical standards that will allow some amendments to the tokens on quite fixed terms, which is very interesting, because if you use it in an ongoing project, you might want the token to evolve with the project itself. And what we will try is to explain those challenges, ideas behind it in a very untechnical and interesting way, so that everyone can join the table and get a key takeaway from it.
Not technical, but legal. I don't know if that makes it better for some of us, but
it makes the answer longer for sure.
That's for sure. And there's even more opinions on the same. Yes. So that's even better. So you also mentioned when introducing the topic, the question, the hype being over. Unfortunately, I won't be able to join your table as I have mentioned a table myself. But that will be interesting to see. And what do you expect, like, answers to this question from lawyers worldwide? Because, I mean, we've all seen this hype a couple months ago, and then all of a sudden, you know, I mean, obviously the hype kind of cools off in all new things, but this seems to have almost dried out, as in I don't hear any new issues anymore. But what is your impression? Really over, or are we just getting more serious now?
I think what we see is that the hype for sure is over, and we see a lot more use cases behind NFTs. So despite just being rights to artworks and so on, but we see the project itself now focusing on a business case for an NFT. Maybe it is just art, but maybe it's just one part of a bigger ecosystem. So what we also see in our advisory is like NFTs as a membership token to DAOs, VC DAOs, so for foundations and so on. But yes, I think the hype is over. And also just Meta last week issued the statement they will no longer support NFTs on their Instagram and Facebook platforms. So I think for the broad audience, you can see the hype is over. But if you talk to people from the crypto space, most of the time they say, yes, and this maybe is a good thing. So this will be very interesting to hear from colleagues how they see it.
Absolutely, I agree. And it's also, I mean, why would Meta stop supporting it? Why do people think the hype is over? Because there's so much scam.
Yes.
I think that is a typical situation where the lack of regulation has the potential to kill the technology behind it, although there's certainly good and worth, you know, uses for it. It's just when, you know, people buying JPEGs with a token for millions, it kind of becomes hard to explain. And maybe to your second issue on the decentralized autonomous organizations on crypto, on maybe blockchain, maybe what's the technical issue there? What is a DAO when you present this to your table?
Sure. So the DAO is, as mentioned, it's a decentralized autonomous organization. So it means it's a form of organization that lives, to say, not very technically, on the blockchain, in terms of it lives by the code. So decision-making, how you put new decisions into the organizations, are formulated in a code written somewhere, and then the DAO itself votes on those ideas and examples and so on. So it is very transparent, because you have most time you have all the votings on chain, so you can see with the token holder how he is voted and so on. and also how the treasuries of those DAOs come to life, because most time they are just cryptocurrencies. So you see how it's transferred, if it's still there, who has access to those wallets. Most time it is very transparent. But also, as it is so transparent, there are some, maybe in M&A, a lot of questions involved. So because you see it comes from another wallet and you don't know who this wallet maybe belongs to. So also from a KYC perspective, a lot of questions to be answered, also from a regulatory perspective.
Absolutely. Coming back to the transactional perspective, how would you, like, when there is crypto or NFT even involved in a deal, how and in what way would an approach to the diligence process be different from another one, from a regular transaction not involving blockchain or whatever? What are your thoughts to this?
So, as I'm more on the tech side and just give advice on the technical or IT aspects, which I think applies to both of us, but from my angle and also from the discussions I have with Matthias, is there are unregulated challenges in such projects. So even if the question is, if where comes the cryptos from, if it's in the treasury, or even if the DAO has NFTs, how is it regulated, maybe on a global scale? Because you do have very different jurisdictions. So the question is, do you buy into a risk, or maybe you sell a risk and they are interested in? And because it's very transparent, it gives also the challenge, how do you use all this available data to do your due diligence? So I think other scanners say, no big data room where you put all your contracts in, but maybe you just analyze it on the chain with certain tools. And then the liability question is, I think, one of the questions, how you approach to a DAO and how you do this in an M&A project.
Yeah, transparency is good. If it's done well, you could even come back to code as law, as you know, whatever is in the blockchain is what we buy, so it should be easier. But we all can think of one or two or three situations where maybe that is not as easy, especially in a transaction where in the end you're not so sure what you're actually buying or what the company you're buying is investing in or having. Excellent. That sounds like a very interesting issue on NFTs and crypto you and Matthias will be talking about at your tables. One last pitch though, Florian, why should attendees join your table?
Yes, because I think we will be and have a very fun discussion around everything technology and M&A with DAOs. And I think the interesting approach is it's really new. So there is a lot of uncertainties from a regulatory perspective. And I think those personal insights from everyone that joins our discussion will be a key takeaway for everyone that takes part in those discussions. I think this makes it very interesting. And as Swiss chocolate is already taken as a bribe, so I will have a discussion quickly with Matthias, but I will for sure have something around for everyone that joins.
Great. Thank you very much, Florian. Very much looking forward. I think although I have a table myself, I will have a look around and steal chocolate here or there. I don't think that has ever happened before in many, many years of roundtables that I have been seeing and participating in, we're actually being bribed into joining some of the tables. That's an excellent development that I like very much as a participant. Anyway, thank you, Florian, for this talk and for this insight into your topic on NFTs and DAOs at the conference. Thanks to my dear listeners for joining this episode, for hearing until the very end. If you liked what you heard, just subscribe maybe to the podcast in your podcast player to be notified as to how this goes on, that I haven't yet decided. But we will see how I continue with this. Thank you very much and looking forward to seeing you at the conference in Berlin. Thanks, Florian, and see you tomorrow.
See you around, Martin.
Bye-bye.
Long bits.